Internal divisions within rebel groups fighting in Sudan's Darfur region often stall the peace process in Abuja. At least 19 senior officials of a faction of the Sudan Liberation Movement have broken ranks with their leader, Abdul Wahid Nuh, and appointed a new leadership for the group. African Union mediators say the new division could have serious implications for the talks. Nuruddin Mesni is a spokesman for the mediators.
Of course, this kind of split is not helpful for the negotiations. We are trying our best to bridge the gaps between the different factions. We appeal to them to really to put the interest of Darfur cause above every personal interest. And really, we are trying very hard these days to overcome this obstacle. Of course, it will definitely complicate our negotiations.
The United Nations has called the three-year conflict in Darfur the world's grievous humanitarian crisis. The current round of talks is considering issues relating to security arrangement, power and wealth sharing. Progress has been impeded by escalating violence back home, as Mr. Mesni explains.
We are really concerned by the tense security situation in Darfur, characterized, as you know, by continued acts of violence and flagrant violation of the ceasefire. There is really an urgent need for the Sudanese parties to immediately stop the ceasefire violations and other acts of violence.
Another issue which is being debated is the proposed deployment of United Nations troops in the region to replace African peacekeepers. UN officials say they will act only if the African Union submits an official request. Representatives of the two rebel groups in Darfur and the government of Sudan have been meeting in Nigeria since last November in what was termed the last lap of a peace process which started in 2004. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.